people. And you're going to find that before and after, etc., the adversary is always represented, that deity is represented as a serpent. Don't get hung up on it. They'll change it as fast as they can to confuse you. Just always remember to be as pious and loving as the dove and as wise as serpent, and it will stand you in good stead. But during the time of the Khazars, as they were rising and as they took up the Judaist tradition, because they had to do something, and that was one they chose to take. Long about this time came someone called David Alroy. And what you see today, called the Shield of David, on their flag, has nothing to do with, quote, King David, that you think it does. That was the shield of David, Elroy. Now, he proclaimed that he was the Messiah. I'll tell you how well that was accepted. A lot of his followers, you know, expecting, well, basically to be raptured. Come on, let's face it. One night, all climbed up on top of their roofs, waiting for their liftoff, I guess. Well, they didn't get lifted off, and David Elroy got killed. So it must not have been the Messiah. Who knows? But anyway, that tradition stuck. And you can read all about it if you will read Nora's writings. It's going to be a lot better than what I just told you. We are stuck, we speakers and writers, with having to deal with the words you have conjured, because you don't speak Aramaic or Arabic. You don't write Sanskrit. You don't seem to speak yet the universal language that will explain it. We're stuck as speakers having to deal with your language, whatever it is. Most of the English versions of your Bible, for instance, came out of German. The very Gospels were chosen by German scholars. There are many of them. Many Gospels. 28, I believe, that would have been usable in great measure. And they chose Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And yet, even in speaking of Mark, you can't even hold that one to be really truthful, because Mark, there were two Marks. And one of them wrote as Peter told it. So if you just go back in history that you know exists, you can unfold a lot of this. And when you call yourself Jew, you are simply calling yourself by a label having been created. Just exactly as someone saying, well, I'm an American. At that point in history, when there was no America, it meant nothing. And literally, it only means someone who has residency in the Americas, because it's not your heritage. It isn't even the heritage of what you would call the Native Americans. It was theirs before it was yours. But where did they get here from? everything is relative. Go on, please. You're just stuck with the term. Let me add one more thing. It's perfectly all right for them to say, I'm a Jew. That means race, creed, and basically color. But this same group that calls themselves Jew are also the ones who are searching to rear or create or bring forth a supreme race. And it will be based, and always has been intended and based upon the Nordic appearance. Tall, blue-eyed, blonde. That does not fit the definition of the Holy Land Jew, does it? So you've got a whole lot of learning to come your way.
There's only a little more, but the signature is what's fun here. I believe the KZs have attempted to take me out for reasons I can't elaborate now. I do find Viac more secure since I've petitioned sincerely for the plasma energy shield of light. Thank God. Please accept the enclosed stamps as a gift to help disseminate the word. In love and light, Mark Moore, a.k.a. Markstein Morwitz.
Thank you, brother. Yes, he sends stamps regularly. That's greatly, greatly appreciated. Bless his heart, he tries to measure against the last cost of the last liberator, and for a while he could send 29-cent stamps, and then it went to 79, and bless his heart. And that's very helpful. Well, let's see. I put my scribe to sleep. Well, here's one. Well, I'm going to have to. I'll just give the initial TD. It's not the doc. This friend is really very close to us in proximity. But because of the position of the person in the military, I don't want to identify. But this one had just heard from friends in Wisconsin. And she says he was telling me of the unusual weather they've had this summer, then asked me if I'd heard about their torrential rains. Told me that the cornfields were ruined, as were the wheat and hay crops. The only thing that didn't get drowned was the tobacco. Now, here is a really good one, and I'm going to leave out the first part of the sentence. Blank, 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 that all service people of our command will wear BDU, battle dress uniform, unless they're flying staff, and then they'll wear their flying uniform. The only times they'll wear the blues will be for special occasions, so everyone will look exactly alike. Now, isn't that neat? My people here at the academy, et cetera, because this is one of your major Air Force bases. Here's one from our friend Paul Berger. I wonder what the commander has to say about the mysteries of Mars that the satellite will look for. Well, that satellite ain't looking for nothing. But Mars was once inhabited, very much like Earth. I know that one wants to make quite a lot of that, quote, face in Mars, but what you're talking about is something so extremely large that I don't really have much to say about it. Mars is a poor, pathetic planet, just like Earth is going to be. And you've had probes and bases, etc., already there, so This is a new one. I don't know what it is. Let's see. I have just finished reading the Pleiades Connection series, which I had recently ordered. I found the writing interesting, to say the least. But there is one thing that has been bothering me more and more. Much of what you have to say seems to have been lifted from the writings of Walter and Laura Russell, University of Science and Philosophy. I came across that material over 20 years ago. You have copied word for word out of their home study course. Now get this. This is a man who just came across this material, and then the next portion is completely taken from a statement made actually by the lawyer of the university. Out of their home study course, comma, Secret of Light, comma, Atomic Suicide, comma, The Divine Iliad, God will work with you but not for you, and Universal One. Yet no recognition or acknowledgement is given to them. Now we begin to break away, because in the courtroom, the attorney said, we don't want your acknowledgement. We demand that you take it out of your book. Well, I would like to know how you can have it both ways. Obviously, he is acknowledged, or they would not have made that claim in court. Walter Russell was mentioned in your AIDS book, but not as source. And Lau was not mentioned at all. No, and I wouldn't mention Lau very much, because Lau was the woman, the sexual counterpart, that comes along and destroys a man's intent. I don't mean to make this painful, because they seem to have a remarkable team. Lau was a beautiful, beautiful woman. I mean in every way. Physically beautiful. She absolutely, literally captivated an elderly man who had nothing, had watched his own teachings deteriorate. His was a spiritual journey. He had spent time with the higher energies, learning this information, offering it to humanity. Lau entered the picture as his twin loving soulmate, immediately began to distract. The money came from the side of Lau. And we won't go into that. But they took a palace, literally. They call it a palace or castle. Yeah, palace. She claims herself to be humanistic and then made claims that Walter Russell was humanistic. And then they made claims that Mary Baker Eddy was the only one who had the truth of what is God and what is life. That is not true. That is not true, and that is not what Walter Russell thought, ever. That came directly from Lau. And any of you who studied the work knows it came from Lau, and later interpretations by ones who made that university. I am not interested in whatever is on your planet in written form, except as it has been destroyed by man, or taken and hidden, if it be true, from man. Jermaine's intent, my intent, is not to bring you new knowledge. You don't need it if it's new. You haven't used what you have. And if truth is truth, it is going to be truth from the time that Walter Russell first presented it and Jermaine gave it to him as it is this day. I repeat, I am not interested in the metaphysical drivel of that place. You can go meditate 150 hours a week with them. Ever how many you can cram into your period of time. We are interested only in the scientific outlay of information, and that is given openly unto man for humankind. Anyway, this person calls this plagiarism at its best, or stealing. That is how I feel about it. You folks are not the originator, and I think it is wrong to assume to be. I hope this gives you peace or thought or pause or something. It certainly does. It means to me this writer knows nothing. Anyone who would keep the very creation of God, what is God, from his brother is pretty sad. Now here's something that has been forwarded to me from Pierre. This is someone from Burlingame, and he can restore and remineralize the planet by rock dust. Now, Don has recently been seeing excellent results with the glacial rock dust from the Rado Rock Company source in BC, British Columbia, I guess, and will have a few 50-pound bags for sale, although he encourages local production and distribution where possible. Warning, Don has been known to carry his rock dust advocacy to the point of saying it could even enable us to prevent a new ice age or glacial period. So if that sounds too radical, you may want to just putter around the orchard this day. Let me know if we need to expand, contract, or otherwise revise the program. Now, this was not to me. This has just come to my attention, I guess, with obviously... You may want to request willing participation on the difficult practical applications of soil remineralization with rock dust. No, I don't. I'll tell you one thing. If you put ground pumice into everything that you do, you could use a tenth of the amount of water. Oh, this one is just the one complaining about the taste, so. I honor these ones. I've just dealt with it. Oh, here's another one. What is the cure for the crystalline virus being put in the water and air that we can use? And wouldn't asking for the white light protection and blue flame or violet consuming flame afford protection? Yes, it would to a great extent. It would keep it from proliferating, but we're going to get it anyway. Is there an affirmation that is best to use in invoking divine protection, or is the best way to let it come from our own heart and our own words? There aren't any affirmations, precious ones, that unless they come from your heart have any meaning at all. The same with rituals. You ones are going to have to understand that. Probably you need to know a little bit about hydrogen peroxide. I want to write about it, so I don't want to take much time here. Why can you take this supplement, and why will 7 drops in a gallon of water purified be contaminated? Because what you are doing is adding, and you're having then a reaction in the water, and you're basically doing the same thing as treating it with ozone. You are creating a frequency environment which can literally at some point explode the little crystal and create a virus, manufactured DNA virus, particularly effective against the one that they are making relative to hepatitis B. Very, very similar in structure. So hydrogen peroxide used properly is exceptionally good for use in this particular environment. If they change the virus, which they will frequently do, you can still adjust because it is so flexible. Introduce that into conjunction with crystal life, where you are literally enhancing the growth of a different kind of crystalline form. You have created a target or a bullet treatment for this particular virus to take it out. It's why it's so very, very good in arthritis also. Oh, yes. Certainly would want to mix it well.
But a lot of times, like the homeopathic people do 100 times.
Well, what are you doing? You're just dispersing it. I believe in keeping it very simple. If you get hung up on, well, I must shake this 100 times to make it work, don't do it. If it's feasible to shake it at all, shake it. Some things are not feasible to shake, or they'll, you know, they'll bubble up and anything carbonated. And you have a little bit of a tendency with, you're going to find sometimes you're going to fizz. Because literally, some of the substances that are introduced even into your water supply would be a blood base, a protein base. And you know what hydrogen peroxide does with blood. It doesn't just bleach it. It literally sits and fizzes, makes foam. So just treat it. Pretty simply.
Hydrogen peroxide is very potent when you do it. You have to be careful how you use it. I studied this about 4 years ago.
When you're taking, I think you've got about a 35%, don't you, with the food grade that you're getting. I can't deal in percentages like you're talking about, because you're going to use a different percentage in whatever you're using it for. For taking internally, you'll want to build up slowly, or you could very well get very nauseated. And there is no point in overdoing anything. All you're going to do is upset your system. But in its form, 35% will burn you. So don't be foolish. And mark those little bottles. I'm telling you, if you have not, you go home immediately if you have one of those little brown bottles, and you also take crystal light. Can you imagine what's going to happen when you unconsciously, subconsciously, or superconsciously go in there and squirt some of that under your tongue? Now, don't do it. Now, you mark those bottles and keep them separated. In fact, I would suggest that you keep whatever internal hydrogen peroxide that you plan to take, keep it in your kitchen or wherever you would keep some purified water.
Refrigerated, where I keep it, I've been refrigerated for 4 years.
Yes, refrigerated you'll keep almost indefinitely. If you have a larger bottle, keep it refrigerated.
Where
Yes.
On the news a few nights back, they were grumbling about how old all the pollution are left.
Well, yes. Uh-huh. And they're going to try to take away your hydrogen peroxide to protect you. They've already done it from health food stores. I was hesitant to even introduce the subject because these are things that can get us into a lot of trouble. I don't practice medicine in here. And if you go out and say that hydrogen peroxide cures viral infections, or this is the greatest error that the homeopathic physician makes. And this is exactly what will get Robert martyred. For goodness sake, why would you bring the adversary down on your head by pronouncing that it will cure this and cure that and cure the other? They don't want you cured. Don't you understand this? They take everything away from you that is usable, like folic acid, in amounts that are worthwhile to you. If you can get together the things that they have banned from your use, and you know that they have some value because they have banned them. Laetril is one. Folic acid in large amounts is another. Large enough amount to be of any value. And then, of course, you're not going to be able to get anything injectable like this. And, of course, that is where it is most effective for ones with a full-blown infectious process going on. So you're stuck with what you have the ability to use. It's like the black boxes. Yes, some of them would be able to produce a frequency enough to do this. But your government is not going to let you have it. And if you handle this incorrectly, neither will you have this. So don't assume, well, if they take away a hydrogen peroxide, we know that we can put this many hydrogen molecules and this many O2s and so forth, and we can make it. Don't you think they are smart enough to know that you will, and they will make the penalty for that very, very severe? And if you start really stockpiling great masses of it, they're going to confiscate it, assuming you're going to use it incorrectly. What they're really assuming is that you're going to use it correctly, and they're going to stop you. They are powerful. And if you spoil your own worthy product, I can't help you. I can tell you what will do this for you. But many of you will take either or both for 3 days, and you don't notice much difference, and therefore, well, that failed too. How do you know? They don't even test your water for virus. And if they tested it for the ordinary virus, they wouldn't find this one anyway in a lab. They certainly would not run a specific test for these particular man-made viruses. But pretty soon they're going to find hepatitis B virus or a similar virus in everything. You know that because they are making it required mass inoculation. You don't get your information by what they tell you. You put the pieces together, generalize, and you'll get your answers. I'm telling you that this will help your physical status. It creates oxygen. It releases oxygen. And that's what you need. These little viruses don't do well in oxygen. That's why they creep inside the T cells. They're basically little anaerobes. And they work on a frequency. So if you can get what they don't like inside that membrane, you will invariably enhance the immune system a dividing up. Oh, I really should take this up because there was a great petition from this one. What in the world do they have in mind for the letter carriers, for the people who work for the Postal Service? And the new postmaster, or the latest postmaster, has now distributed a map which all of you should probably look at. It's districts. They've divided into 10 postal districts. They are a little bit different, but they are very, very similar to the new state's districting. And what will happen to the postal workers is the same thing that will happen in the other kind of controlled but necessary business. You'll be told what to do, and you will not deliver when they tell you not to. You will deliver whatever they tell you to. And they fully intend to make informers of all of the postal carriers. You will be the monitors of your community. And they will put it nicely to you that you inform or else. And it'll start with who misuses the boxes. It will always start like a little hotline where you don't have to give your name. Just tell on your neighbor if you have something. And postal carriers for a long time will be the collection source. So they will, it's going to be choice time for many, many ones in many jobs, the local policemen. And I can't tell you what you can deal with. I hear the petitions constantly from all of you, but what am I going to do? I have to work. I can't help you. As it deteriorates, what are you going to do? Those are times when you're going to have to make your own choices. And as long as you can honorably function, then by all means do it and let it unfold. And if, in fact, it comes to the gun, which it will, it won't be as simple as just quitting. You don't just walk out of the CIA, for instance. You may think you do, but you don't. These are things that you're going to have to weigh in your own balance mechanism. And I'm not going to give you a set of guidelines. You already have them. If it is against your neighbor and it's against the rules as God has given them to you, then you're not acting in correctness. But intent is between you and God, not hack on here with the map. These are things that you will have to handle. It's doubly hard for me because these are ones caught in a trap of their own making, a group, if you will, in Colorado. They don't know how to get out of it. They've spent their resources hard to break away. So they're stuck. And knowing that if they make moves, literal physical moves, jobs will be very hard to come by. And I have to honor them. I wish I had the solutions for them. I don't.
Where is this in Colorado?
I'm not going to say, John.
I was curious if we have
some people will know. They call it Shambhala. I'm not going to give locations. From what I've read, the Russian cosmosphere seemed to be a kind of orbiting platform for beam and or particle weapons. What is the exact nature of the artillery on them? I'm not going to be able to get specific here, but they are definitely phasers, like particle beams. Are they manned or unmanned? The cosmospheres themselves are mostly manned. They can operate either way. Where are they controlled from? I'm not going to answer that either. They have central control points, and some of those Russians right from near space stations. Do do they have the capability of maneuvering in orbit or changing orbits, both? How many of them are there in orbit? I can't answer that one either. This is one of the best write-ups I have seen on Scientology. I think for your ones in this goofy place, you might really want to share this. I'm not going to read it, it's long. And I'm not sure that it's the sort of thing that we would put in the Liberator simply because it's very lengthy and it's an opinion. But I think that it is extremely well done on Scientology. L. Ron Hubbard, whether you wish to believe it or not, was a very gifted, gifted man. Oh, this one asked about the Coalition for Human Dignity. What is this organization and who does it really represent? The issue of Big Brother coming down on us was totally swallowed up by the labeling of Bo as a white supremacist separatist. You hating fascist, have I left out anything? This person went to one of these interviews where there was going to be some talk about Bo Bryce, and there were ones from this particular group taking photographs of everybody in the line. It's an intimidation thing, and it's basically a branch of the ADL. I'm out of questions. Well, this one just asked for more information on the crystal substance. So that can be taken care of. Here's a good answer. One wrote demanding to know why CNN, as an example, was on two news blackouts. And CNN responds this way. Thank you for taking the time to write CNN. As a 24-hour news organization, CNN is constantly striving to improve our product and maintain the highest quality of news programming possible. They do that. They program the news. Letters such as yours let us know how to better meet these goals to serve you, the viewer. Thank you for your input. Well, if you had read the letter, you would have just cracked up at that answer. She loves your image. What more can there be said? Comprehend it. Don't panic. Don't run in fear. That does nothing but immobilize. There's many, many things that you can do. And one of them is keep steady, keep on the path. And for goodness sakes, use brotherhood one toward another. Charity begins at home. Love begins in the heart. First off, self. Respect self, or you can never respect brother. Understand self, not as an ego, but as a reflection of God, and it'll keep you out of trouble. That simple. Think before you open your mouth. Opening the mouth doesn't get you in trouble. Blowing air doesn't get you in trouble. It's the manipulation of this thing in the middle of it, usually unattached to the brain, that gets you in trouble. Think in each thing you think and say. See if Christ would say something. Years come along and these ones literally turn themselves to serpent people, and you're going to find that before and after, etc., the adversary is always represented, that deity is represented as a serpent. So don't get hung up on it. They'll change it as fast as they can to confuse you. Just always remember to be as pious and loving as the dove and as wise as serpent, and it will stand you in good stead. But during the time of the Khazars, as they were rising and as they took up the Judaist tradition, because they had to do something, and that was one they chose to take. Long about this time came someone called David Elroy. And what you see today, called the Shield of David, on their flag, has nothing to do with, quote, King David, that you think it does. That was the shield of David, Elroy. Now, he proclaimed that he was the Messiah. I'll tell you how well that was accepted. A lot of his followers, you know, expecting, well, basically to be raptured. Come on, let's face it. One night, all climbed up on top of their roofs waiting for their lift off, I guess. Well, they didn't get lifted off, and David Elroy got killed. So it must not have been the Messiah. Who knows? But anyway, that tradition stuff. And you can read all about it if you will read Nora's writings. It's going to be a lot better than what I just told you. We are stuck, we speakers and writers, with having to deal with the words you have conjured, because you don't speak Aramaic or Arabic. You don't write Sanskrit. You don't seem to speak yet the universal language that will explain it. We're stuck as speakers having to deal with your language, whatever it is. Most of the English versions of your Bible, for instance, came out of German. The very Gospels were chosen by German scholars. There are many of them. Many Gospels. 28, I believe, that would have been usable in great measure. And they chose Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And yet, even in speaking of Mark, you can't even hold that one to be really truthful, because Mark, there were two Marks. And one of them wrote as Peter told it. So if you just go back in history that you know exists, you can unfold a lot of this. And when you call yourself Jew, you are simply calling yourself by a label having been created. Just exactly as someone saying, well, I'm an American. At that point in history, when there was no America, it meant nothing. And literally, it only means someone who has residency in the Americas, because it's not your heritage. It isn't even the heritage of what you would call the Native American. It was theirs before it was yours. But where did they get here from? So everything is relative. Go on, please. You're just stuck with the term. Let me add one more thing. It's perfectly all right for them to say, I'm a Jew. That means race, creed, and basically color. But this same group that calls themselves Jew are also the ones who are searching to rear or create or bring forth a supreme race. And it will be based, and always has been intended and based upon the Nordic appearance. Tall, blue-eyed, blonde. That does not fit the definition of the Holy Land Jew, does it? So you've got a whole lot of learning to come your way.